Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 60 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. President Trump tonight speaks out on his latest civil trial in New York City. The pomp and circumstance of a bunch of buffoons up there going after the world's greatest president continues on full display, of course, in the communist city of New York. And President Trump continues his lead in polling. Surprise, surprise, doesn't even show up to debates, and he still pulls ahead, far ahead, and Operation Burning Edge with some very big victories, putting the 911 into the border issue. Victor Avila, former ICE agent running for Congress, joins me to discuss the merits and continued need to press forward with Operation Burning Edge. All this brought to you by the Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com. Get your communications plan now, folks. This is going to be your comms when the lights go out. Also, lightsoutbeef.com, where you can get delicious cuts of steak. That's right, freeze-dried and delivered to your home for shelf stability up to 20 years. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
And good evening. President Trump's civil fraud trial in New York City began today. That's right. Former President Trump is in New York City. He was at the courthouse today for the start of a civil fraud trial against him, his eldest sons, their companies, and Trump Organization executives. Last week, a state Supreme Court judge found President Trump and his co-defendants liable for fraud for what they say is a gross inflation of asset valuations on financial statements. The ruling was a significant victory for New York Attorney General, that derelict woman, Letitia James, who brought a $250 million lawsuit last year alleging that Trump and his co-defendants committed repeated fraud in inflating assets on financial statements to get better terms on commercial real estate loans and insurance policies. Well, President Trump, before the trial began, minced no words in front of the cameras.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. We have a rogue judge who rules that properties are worth a tiny fraction, 1/100, a tiny fraction of what they actually are. We have a racist attorney general who's a horror show, who ran on the basis that she was going to get Trump before she even knew anything about me. She used this to run for governor. She failed in her attempt to run for governor. She had virtually no polling. She came back and she said, well, now I'll go back to get Trump again. And this is what we have. It's a scam. It's a sham. Just so you know, my financial statements are phenomenal. They are actually less in terms of the numbers used than the actual net worth. The actual net worth is substantially more. No bank was affected. No bank was hurt. They don't even know why they have to be involved. And they've so testified. They can't believe that they're involved because they were paid back on time. There were no defaults. There were no problems. And it was like a perfect client. In the meantime, people are being murdered all over the sidewalks of New York. There was no victim here. The banks were represented by the best, biggest, most prestigious law firms in the state of New York, actually in the country. Some of the biggest and best law firms, in all cases, the biggest and best law firms. That's who represented them. The banks got back their money. Again, there was never a default. There was never a problem. Everything was perfect. There was no crime. The crime is against me because we have a corrupt district attorney, but we have a corrupt attorney general. And it all comes down from the DOJ. They're totally coordinated. This in Washington because I'm leading. I'm the leading candidate. I'm leading Biden by 10 points. And I'm leading the Republicans by 50 and 60 points. That's pretty much, they say, over. I never accept that, but they say it's over. This has to do with election interference, plain and simple. They're trying to damage me so that I don't do as well as I'm doing in the election. Our country's gone to hell. We have a country that's in decline, serious decline. We have a man running our country who has no clue, doesn't know what he's doing, and you know it better than anybody because you have to cover him. What they've done with open borders, what they've done with interest rates and taxes, it's a disgrace. So what we have here is an attempt to hurt me in an election.
Yes, it definitely is an attempt to take down the president. They know who will win in the polls. They know who is winning in the polls. They know who will win at the ballot box in November of 2024. And they're really going to have to scramble to steal it this time. I spent a lot of time over the weekend reading about this, and I came across a Substack by a gentleman, Dallas Ludlam. And I have to say, I concur and agree with his assessment because having owned real estate in the past, I know. And we can remember the housing debacle of 2008 when you had so many liar's loans. You had strippers in Miami buying 2 and 3 properties worth over $1 million each just by putting down on documentation that they could afford them. And what happened in 2008 when everything collapsed? Well, we had a mortgage crisis because, of course, those were all liars' loans. And those mortgage-backed securities all collapsed, which is what totaled the housing industry at that time and has since clawed its way back. Well, let's take a look at what Dallas Ludlam is talking about. He talked about looking at real estate in terms of its valuations and contextualizing the allegations. While the ruling suggests that Trump and his business inflated the value of their properties, it's essential to understand the intricacies of real estate valuation. Property valuation isn't as an exact science and can be subject to interpretation based on various factors. Moreover, the business landscape being riddled with instances where companies and individuals negotiate based or perceived future values, not just current appraisals. Then, of course, you are entitled to a legal process and the right to appeal. It's a foundational principle of the U.S. justice system that every individual has the right to appeal decisions. And President Trump and his legal team have expressed their intentions to challenge the ruling, emphasizing that the decision does not align with the facts or governing law. As with many legal battles, the final word is yet to be said, and it's only fair to withhold ultimate judgment until the appeals process concludes. And of course, then there's the political implications, which is what President Trump was just talking about. He's called the accusations against him ridiculous and untrue, attributing the ruling to political motivations. Regardless of one's political leanings, it's undeniable that Trump remains a polarizing figure and the leading figure in all the polls. It's not implausible to consider that some of the legal challenges he faces might be influenced by political agenda. I think it's fully influenced by political agenda. And then, of course, there's the economic ramifications. Bill Black, a distinguished scholar, highlighted the potential economic consequences of this ruling on Trump's ability to conduct business. While justice must be served, it's crucial to consider the broader economic implications. Severe restrictions on Trump's businesses could impact not only him, but also his employees, stakeholders, and local economies dependent on his ventures. And of course, the consistency on legal judgments. Trump faced a series of legal challenges, some of which have been dismissed due to expired statute of limitations, and the inconsistency in these judgments raises questions about the uniform application of the law. In fact, in this particular case, the former president wasn't even given a trial. So you see, folks, this is nothing more than a partisan witch hunt, which has been a continuation of witch hunt after fakes, hoax, fakes, fake everything. It's just been fake. As one of my friends says, it's fake and gay. Well, you know what? It's not fun. This is getting to be old, and it's tiring on the people and demoralizing to a country which is being demoralized by what we see at the border. Well, despite all of these political headwinds, President Trump still holds the biggest lead yet, 51 points over DeSantis, with 63% total support in the post-debate poll. And of course, President Trump trolls that low debate viewership, saying it was the lowest in the history of debates, leading Ron DeSantis by over 50% in a nationwide poll of the Republican primary voters and holding a whopping 62% of support among all the candidates. 1,183 potential Republican primary voters were surveyed by Morning Consult on September 28th, being one day after the September 27th Republican primary debate out in California, which again, Trump didn't attend. Skipping that debate, he gained 5 points from a poll released before the debate. Wow. So you can see, folks, this is why it continues and it will continue, which is why we must come together and shrug off the mainstream media. But pay attention to the warning signs that you're learning from Operation Burning Edge. First of all, a U.S. food supply, big warning coming out. That's right. Our U.S. food supply will soon be contaminated with mRNA vaccine tainted meat. And beware, this is the big beware of the source of your beef, pork and seafood. That's right. Americans are soon going to be able to add shrimp to the list of high-risk meat products getting slipped into the increasingly toxic United States food supply, thanks to an Israeli company that just raised $8.25 million from a group of venture capitalists to start administering oral RNA-based vaccine drugs to the marine life food chain. Since shrimps are bottom feeders, everything that eats them, including humans, will end up intaking these RNA chemicals through the muscle tissue or meat of these animals. Once Viaqua, as the Israeli venture capital operation calls itself, gets its RNA-based vaccine product into the ocean life as planned, Americans and the world will have one less safe meat product to consume. RNA is a biological process where RNA molecules are used to inhibit gene expression or translation by neutralizing targeted mRNA molecules. And folks, we now have confirmed by MIT that RNA vaccines are absorbed through the stomach lining and intestines. This would seem to include mRNA vaccines in animal meat. So if nobody stops them, the globalists will genetically re-engineer the entire food supply, creating a global population of GMO people. This is why I always tell everybody, get on over to lightsoutbeef.com. Don't let the fact that you don't think you have options stop you from buying delicious beef. Lightsoutbeef.com is mRNA free. These cattle roam freely up in Waco, Texas. They have never been injected with that god-awful stuff. And when you place your order, they slaughter small herds and freeze dry it, making it shelf stable for you and your family up to 20 years. So please protect yourself in the coming food supply disruptions. That's right. Supply chains will be disrupted. They already are. And cattle are actually being slaughtered due to tuberculosis infestation and infection coming from the migrants across the border. LightsOutBeef.com. And if you use my name, Ann, at checkout, you will save 10%. And on that same subject, the NIH now has a study out on the potential health risks of mRNA-based vaccine therapy. Imagine that. They're actually publicizing it. A hypothesis on the therapeutic applications of synthetic mRNA was proposed more than 30 years ago, and it's currently the basis of one of the vaccine platforms used at a massive scale as part of the public health strategy to get COVID-19 under control. To date, there are no published studies on the biodistribution cellular uptake, endosomal escape, translation rates, functional half-life, and inactivation kinetics of the synthetic mRNA rates, and the duration of the vaccine-induced antigen expression in different cell types. Furthermore, despite the assumption that there is no possibility of genomic integration of therapeutic synthetic RNA, only one recent study has examined interactions between vaccine mRNA and the genome of transfected cells and reported that an endogenous retrotransponsoon is unsilenced following the mRNA entry into a cell, leading reverse transcription of full-length vaccine mRNA sequences and nuclear entry. Here's where it all comes out in the wash, and this is where I'm getting at. The findings of this study should be a very big concern for everybody, given that the possibility of synthetic mRNA-driven epigenetic and genomic modifications arising. The current activation initiates a synchronized innate response against non-self nucleic acids, prompting type 1 interferon and pro-inflammatory cytokine production, which, if unregulated, and that's what we've been seeing, these massive cytokine storms, leads to autoinflammation and autoimmune conditions while activating the increased risk of insertional mutagenesis of the reverse transcribed molecules, which ultimately increase the risks of the mutations in tumor suppression genes, which also leads to DNA damage. So those individuals which are susceptible would then unexpectedly have an increased risk of DNA damage, chronic autoinflammation, autoimmunity, and cancer. And that's what we're seeing, a massive increase and rapid rise of what these things are called turbo cancers, and it's happening in our children. So folks, please beware, because this is in fact part of the globalist depopulation regime. Okay, let's talk a little bit about your money right now, because again, the government loves to print it, and the more they print, the less it's worth. That's right, the government now has finally got together, believe it or not, over the weekend, and a shutdown was averted, but for only 45 days. So essentially they just kicked that can right down the road till November 17th. That's right, the government shutdown averted as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy decided to defy the Freedom Caucus on Saturday and pass a stopgap measure, which is known as a continuing resolution to keep the government funded through November 17th with bipartisan support. The Senate adopted the same measure and President Joe Biden, the resident at 1600, signed it into law on Saturday night. So we're likely to see a challenge McCarthy's speakership this week. Matt Gaetz bringing the heat, by the way, and he's a member of the Freedom Caucus. Before November 17th, the House still has to adopt 8 appropriation bills for fiscal year 2024 and then reconciliation of the House and Senate versions of the 12 appropriation bills has to take place. Meanwhile, there still is no agreement about the level of total federal spending for fiscal year 2024. What's more, border security and additional funding for Ukraine are still unresolved. That means we could still be looking at government shutdowns after November 17th unless a new stopgap measure is approved. That lack of additional funding for Ukraine in the spending bill has left some of the residents in the war-torn nation, well, just a little nervous. The House voted on an overwhelming bipartisan basis, 335-291, for a short-term funding bill known as the Continuing Resolution, CR-209. And you have Democrats and 126 Republicans. 126 Republicans. Are they even Republicans? Seriously, voting yes, with 90 Republicans actually voting no. And of course, the Continuing Resolution, in order to get it over the finish line while they did not fund Ukraine because they wouldn't move forward with the Ukraine funding. Guess what else they wouldn't fund? That's right. Additional funding for the border. Guess what, folks? If that shutdown had occurred, federal workers deemed not essential would have been furloughed. Those deemed essential would have had to work without pay and receiving back pay after the shutdown ended. So I don't even know what to say. It's just such a disappointment what we have happening in D.C., which is why I'm such a proponent for tacticalcivics.com. But I digress. Meanwhile, the debt clock. Look at the debt clock. They've actually added a new column. But oddly enough, last night, this showed up on the debt clock. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all of them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers. And there's a new line in the debt clock that's talking about the amount of the U.S. dollar, how much U.S. dollar is actually in the debt clock. That number is going down. Gee, I wonder what that means. Could it mean it's time for a gold-backed currency? Could it mean that BRICS has got it right all along? Well, you know I've been a big proponent for gold. And Advantage Gold is somebody I've been taking a look at now for quite some time. And I just want to let you know, there is a chilling truth out there that the Fed-controlled digital currency, that's right, brace yourself, because what you're about to hear may send shivers down your spine if you haven't heard about CBDC. Well, there's some very disturbing information that actually could have a severe impact on your personal and financial freedoms while exposing every transaction we make to government scrutiny, as if they're not paying attention enough to what you're doing in your business, silencing you with their censorship speech cartel. Picture a world where every purchase you make is monitored, traced, and controlled by those in power, suppressing the freedoms of those they see fit. They're already doing it, folks. This is not fiction. It's terrifying reality looming on the horizon, but there's a way to regain control. I've actually partnered with Advantage Gold, and together we can offer you a solution that can cause you now, that you can now use if you call this particular number. Go ahead, call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. They specialize in converting your traditional IRAs and 401ks into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. And if you call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and learn about investing in gold and silver, and how it can be your lifeline in this ERA or era dominated by government control. Well, I call it an era because it's a big mistake when you have government control. Get that digital dollar survival kit. Mention that you heard us on the show and learn how you can get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. That's right, 800-900-8000, and you can get up to $1,000 worth of free silver coins. Don't let your money be controlled. Take action today. Opt out of the digital dollar. All right, don't forget you want to mention that you heard about us here on the show. Just let them know, and they'll be happy to know that we're actually having an impact in saving you money and preserving your wealth, because I'm telling you, they're coming for all our money. Just look at the U.S. debt clock. It'll show you the actual dollar reserves, how much money's in circulation is going down. They're taking it out. That's right, folks. All right, we've got Victor Avila coming up. And before we go to break, I just want to remind you, Advantage Gold is going to be one of your best solutions. So don't go anywhere. Victor Avila on deck, Operation Burning Edge, more about what's happening at the border. And this is another reason why you're going to want to preserve your assets in gold.
Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.
Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OBBM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need Graith Care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let Graith Care advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to graithcare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you, and get 10% off your first session.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. You know, electromagnetic frequency disrupts our nervous system, causes anxiety, and damages our immunity. Studies linking EMF radiation to cancers and autoimmune disorders are something we shouldn't ignore. That's why I use EMF blocking devices from Gia Wellness and encourage everyone to limit their exposure wherever they can. I decided that because of what I do every day in the production studio, I needed to be able to offer solutions for the people I work with. Go to GeoWellness.com/Susan Hamilton to check out these amazing EMF radiation blocking products. That's GeoWellness.com/Susan Hamilton.
The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Well, Operation Burning Edge continues, and joining me now is Mr. Victor Avila. He is a retired supervisory special agent with U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, and under the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, seeking the Republican nomination to represent Texas's 23rd Congressional District. While on official assignment in Mexico, Special Agent Avila suffered multiple gunshot wounds and survived a violent ambush by the Mexican Los Zetas drug cartel, where Special Agent Jaime Zapata tragically lost his life. He is a good friend of mine. I've known him from Fast and Furious Investigations, and he joins me now to talk about Operation Burning Edge. Victor, good to see you. Gosh, you and I have done a lot of work together on Fast and Furious, but you know, as any good man should be, because there's so few of them in the world of politics, I'm so glad you are running for Congress. And you know, your mainstay of your platform has been the border as your expertise as a special agent, suffering multiple wounds and a loss of your partner, Jaime Zapata, during Fast and Furious. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Anne. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, the border continues to be on fire, hence why Michael Yon and I set out in August on Operation Burning Edge to really draw attention. And we drew a lot of attention and fire, so much so that now your governor down in Texas is actually going to consider even doing an investigation on Colony Ridge, a colonia that'll house up to 200,000 illegal immigrants. It's become quite a political hot potato down there, but it seems like the GOP, including Paxton and the lieutenant governor, are all on board. What say you?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for bringing all that attention, not just the border, but obviously what you just mentioned in Texas. And, you know, that's been a lot of people don't know that's been ongoing for many, many years. Liberty Hill, Texas, Colony Ridge, and the new proposed development, if you even want to call it that, because I think it's not. I've been there myself. I've been to Liberty Hill, and it is third world country type conditions, as you know. And there's a lot of money involved there because these are not fully developed areas. And we understand that not everybody, but a very high percentage of the people that live there are illegals. And we got cartel members in there. We got sex trafficking. We got human trafficking. We got smuggling. We got weapons. We got fentanyl. That's what this is. And you talk about a true sanctuary of a place to live where not even the local police go in there. But now they have they developed and created a school district. I mean, yeah. They're making it legit, if you will. But it's not because of what the intentions of what the people are there. It's not by code. The construction is, buildings are not by code. The streets, it's just a mess. And somehow they've gotten away with it by doing it here in the state of Texas.
Yeah. You know, Victor, we saw the schools they built. They're state of the art. They're beautiful. Frankly, they'll be wonderful indoctrination camps for these illegal children to be brought up and programmed into the new World Economic Forum doctrine, the unofficial State Department for the one world government that is shoving this border crisis down all of our throats. And, you know, I'm just glad to see Texas, the legislature, as well as your governors, finally starting to pay some attention to the nature that you have a development marketing directly to illegal aliens outside the United States to have a piece of America. And they're coming and they're coming and they're coming. And it is quite concerning. I mean, New York City is even sort of rebelling at this point, which is sort of shocking, considering right. That's where a lot of the bleeding heart liberals come from. And they think everybody should have a piece of America, no matter whether you've paid into it or not. So let's talk about your trip to Eagle Pass. Elon Musk showed up down there. A lot of people, we've all done a lot of reporting from Eagle Pass. You were there recently. What is the recent developments that you've seen? And what was your impression of the visit by Elon Musk?
Well, let me tell you, I was there for a couple of days, and I was there when Elon Musk showed up, and I had never in my 20 years of working the border, even my personal life, born and raised on the border in El Paso, Texas, had ever seen anything like this. The best way that I've been using the word to describe it is lawlessness. I cannot, for the life of me, understand how our own government, our own administration is disregarding our laws, our constitution, disrupting and dismantling our own sovereignty from within. I mean, there's 150 different countries coming over here doing that already, disrespecting us is the way I feel it. But I always go through emotions when I'm there. And this time it was very different. I was very upset. I was angry. I felt helpless. I went through all these emotions. And because the illegals continue to come on. But the thing that shocked me the most was this parade, if you will, between the state government and the federal government. And I, as a federal agent, always worked very closely with our local and state officials, always had a tremendous amount of cooperation. We had to. I mean, everything we did, we always included a state and local on operations. And that is not existent right now, at least in Eagle Pass, Texas, where you have the state, in this case, the National Guard, putting up the razor wire, the serpentine wire, to prevent the illegals from coming up. As a matter of fact, even shouting at them while they're coming through the river saying, go back, it's closed, you're not going to be able to come back and come up. But they do. They get on the bank of the U.S. River right by the razor wire, and the illegals wait for Border Patrol agents as they, not even a quarter mile, I would say 200 yards from where they're coming up. They're under the bridge being processed. And as soon as Border Patrol agents have a couple of agents accessible. They'll send them to that part of the line on the river. And as soon as the border agents show up, the National Guard moves away. They cut the razor wire and they let the illegals up. And now they're like guides. And I'm the first one to tell you, I'm here to defend our Border Patrol agents and how demoralizing that could be and how they feel, because they've been forced by this administration, by Alejandro Mayorkas and the Department of Homeland Security, to break the law.
Yeah.
Literally break the law. And as soon as they leave, they let the illegals in, they leave, then the National Guard comes back and replaces the razor wire. And I saw this happen over and over and over again. And I thought, this is unreal. This is, if someone would stand their ground, something would happen there. I don't know if they would come to blows or what would happen. But I'm actually at the point where I want to see some kind of consequence and hold the Biden administration responsible, whether it's from our state or even from our own border agents, and say enough is enough.
So this is the Gordian knot, if you will. A couple of things, and this is a yes or no question. Have you seen the Texas State Guard get confrontational with Customs and Border Patrol agents over this exact scenario that you just painted?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it's very passive. They literally move away in their pickup trucks. And because I think whatever the instruction is they're letting Border Patrol do what they do. I don't know if that's jurisdiction. I don't know. I think all that is out the window. I'm telling you, as an agent, I think the state has the authority. But because the Governor Abbott, you know, he declared the invasion. Now, the declaration of invasion, I don't believe it's fully done right. I think it was he just said it. I think it should be legislatively done so we could actually adopt, you know, Article 1, Section 10 and others in the Constitution to actually take over the powers of the federal government to actually repel on the line. I want to see them repel because there's plenty of opportunity. We've got the boats on the water. We've got all the resources. Let me tell you, and I saw all the resources there. And it didn't matter. I saw millions of our dollars, our taxpayer money being spent on doing nothing other than allowing the illegals come in. And it is, yes, there's children and women, mostly single adult males, military age males coming in from Italy, Chinese nationals, and of course, mostly Venezuelans and Central Americans. And these people are cheering on. You saw they planted and claimed stake to the state of Texas with a Venezuelan flag. I mean, it is beyond disrespectful what's going on. And this administration is turning a blind eye. And just because you ignore it doesn't mean it's not happening and it's going to go away.
That's right. So then isn't that funny? I knew this was going to happen. I have just got a call on my signal. And for whatever reason, I can't get signal to not ring through when I even hit do not disturb on. And it's somebody calling about the border right now, as a matter of fact, somebody who's going to organize what I would consider to be a true augmented deputized militia to help facilitate pushback against the border, since we're not getting help from the Biden regime. In fact, we're getting quite the opposite. Joe Biden signed on January 10th of this year the Declaration of North America, Victor. Essentially, not only did he sign it, but so did Trudeau, as well as Obrador in Mexico. So we are now seeing the homogenization of all three nations into one region and the dissolution or dissolving of all three borders between these three nations. Do you believe that in fact is superseding our constitutional protections that we have as a nation? And that is why that Customs and Border Protection, which is a government, U.S. government agency, not a Texas state agency, but a federal agency. Is that why perhaps they're taking this direction from Mayorkas and Biden to cut razor wire and allow people to come in unlawfully into our country?
And that's the key word, unlawfully. So despite what you see with all the people coming in, it's still unlawful. These people are in this country illegally, despite whatever this administration is doing, because they're doing it illegal. You know, when I did a search warrant and I recovered anything from a search warrant of my house, it all had to come based on a lawful basis. I couldn't go in there illegally and then obtain evidence and present it. They call it, you know, the fruit from the poisonous tree. All of this is poisonous. It's wrong. It's illegal, whether it's a parole, whether it's CBP One app, whether it's the asylum claims. By the way, I'm kind of tired, Anne, of everybody saying these asylum seekers. I have not heard the word asylum spoken once since I've been to the border all these years. Not once do they come over and say, I am here to claim asylum because I have credible fear. My opponent that I'm running against has this this project or this bill that he wants to present to legitimize the credible fear claim or make it harder. That's not the point here. These people do not, we know that a high percentage, 90% plus, do not qualify for this. And we're ignoring it. We're ignoring our own criteria. This is our own that we set to protect our borders and, most importantly, to protect our citizens. This is a public safety issue. It's a national security issue, and it's a health crisis issue. As you know, we had a tuberculosis outbreak in El Paso. We had scabies, lice, all these diseases that they're bringing over. And a lot of them are these kids also being placed in schools. So now it affects the school systems. Forget the language barrier. It's everything else. And the economic impact, people kind of forget about that. The billions of dollars that it's costing us to house these people and take care of them, right? It's way beyond what it would cost to actually secure the border. And let me tell you, the drownings, there was three drownings in Eagle Pass. One toddler drowned and died. Two adults drowned right there. I saw a rescue right in front of me where an illegal alien that was already on the U.S. side swam back to save an elderly woman who almost went under. Right in front of us, because there had been some rain, the water's now at chest high, and then there's some areas where you step and it'll just take you under and keep you down there. The river, that's why I call it the Rio Bravo in Spanish. But death, fentanyl, human smuggling, 270 stash houses, and in El Paso, Texas. And they started hitting all these stash houses of human beings, not of drugs. Of human beings. And this is a side. Why? Because the smuggling continues. The smuggling of the people, the smuggling of the kids, the trafficking that then turns into, on some of these cases, the exploitation side. And I'm thinking, they're killing us. They're killing us with the drugs. They're coming at us from every angle. And what I tell people is the bigger picture. It's China. It's Iran. It's Cuba. It's Venezuela. It's the bigger nations that are taking advantage of this open border that are already heavily present in Mexico. And they know that as good as they're in Mexico, they're as good as being in the U.S. They're literally infiltrating us through this southern border.
Right. And I mean, frankly, they could be seeking asylum in Mexico if it's so bad in Iran and Venezuela. Mexico's a lovely country, I suppose, if you can find certain parts of it that are safe and less prone to cartel activity. But it would appear really the cartel is running our border. And that leads me to this national security threat that you're talking about when you start to mention countries like Venezuela and Iran. And Venezuela's ambassador is rubber stamping Iranians with Venezuelan passports, by the way, which is how they're slipping through, somewhat unnoticed, that we have such a high infiltration of Iranians coming across our border, posing as Venezuelans, asylum seeking, et cetera, using all the right buzzwords. What is your concern right now for the actual health, and not the health, but the safety, the national security of our country? We know they're bringing disease in, but what about multiple mini 9/11 type events? What are you hearing that might be of concern for Americans, and how should they prepare?
That's probably the biggest threat that I think is being ignored. And I'll tell you a little bit of background. I went to Israel this past summer and got incredible briefings of the impact of Iran with Hezbollah, with Hamas, and how the Hezbollah and Hamas are working with the cartels, because they know that the cartels are making billions of dollars that help finance their terrorist activities. This is all connected. And this is, I'm telling you, why do we have to suffer another 9/11 attack in this country for us to wake up? These individuals, I'm talking about the ones that are coming in with intentions to hurt innocent people, are already here. We've already detected 260 of them that we actually detected, and we detected and detained. By the way, of those 260, two of them we actually had in front of us. Border Patrol had them, and during the chaos of the processing, were actually put on buses, and one made it to Tampa. And it took 2 weeks for Department of Homeland Security and the FBI to go pick them up. This is the chaos that's happening down there. Another thing that, and so it's at every level. That's the big picture. This is the national security issue. But the public safety starts at the very local level with thefts, rapes, carjackings, burglaries. Every day, you might say consider it petty crimes, but the locals don't consider it petty crimes. The ranchers don't consider it petty crimes. They're highly affected by the illegal activities of a lot of the illegals. Not everybody, but a lot of them are committing a lot of crimes at the local level. In El Paso, I spoke to the current DA there. They've seen 43% increase in crime. 43%.
Yeah.
Even the people that live there have family and lives there. They're like, what's going on? We don't feel safe in our own town. You're changing the lives of the Americans on a daily basis where their 11-year-old daughter can no longer ride the bike to the bus stop because there's a bunch of men from another who knows what country standing there. It actually has impacted them that much where they're changing their daily routines based on the actions of other people from all over the world.
Yeah. You know, Victor, this is a pervasive problem that we're seeing, but it's going to have to be recognized that we, the people, are the white hats we've been looking for. You know, we have to take a stand. We have been putting pressure on publicly on officials. We're starting to, as I said, you know, Texas, this is a big development for the governor of Texas to at least give lip service to the fact that he's going to investigate Colony Ridge and look into that massive illegal alien community. We've got the Texas GOP's ear. We've got Ken Paxton's ear. And we certainly have Lieutenant Governor's ear. So you would think Abbott wouldn't want to just be a stark reminder that he's a connected WEF puppet, that he has to stand for the people if he wants any sort of political future whatsoever. But perhaps he doesn't care. And that's why the people have to stand up. I'm going to leave you with this parting thought. There's an organization out there called Tactical Civics, tacticalcivics.com. They're really standing up chapters all over the country right now. And if you're not familiar with them, I encourage you to look at that website because they're teaching people about citizen grand juries and how to actually get citizen grand juries stood up, because it is we the people that will fight back. And we need that. We need to deputize more people around the country to actually stand opposed to the border so that we can, you know, stand between Border Patrol and these illegals and say, we're here to protect our country. Because the Border Patrol, unfortunately, has been, shall we just say, I don't want to use this one word that comes to mind, but they're impotent at this point, right? They've been neutered. They're not allowed to really do their job as a lawful enforcer of our country. And so now they're being redirected. And until they decide that their paycheck is not worth more than the safety of their family, and that the money is important, but they're allowing this to continue. And at some point you need to recognize it's unlawful to cut our infrastructure and allow people in. I don't care who's telling you to do it. It's unlawful.
But you mentioned something here very key is the pressure.
Yeah.
You've seen the pressure work. And I tell people, yes, the pressure does work and we must continue. We have the numbers to pressure our elected officials to get something done. The reason why you're seeing this action on Colony Ridge is because of the pressure of the people through the good elected officials that want to do something about. But the whole question is, why do we have to pressure our government to do what's right? Why we're having to put this extra pressure. By the way, they happen to be Republicans, which also is kind of mind-boggling. But there's going to be a special session, and we're forcing them to do a special session. And so I'm okay with this at this point. Let's do whatever we could do. Let's force them. Let's force their hand. That's why I'm running for Congress. I want to see the action. A lot of people don't. Well, we're not going to do that because it's not going to pass in the Senate. Or we're not going to do this because we don't control this. You know what? I don't really care about that. I want to see the action done, and I want to see the reaction of these other groups that, for some reason, favor the side of the cartels. Yeah. I mean, you look at my opponent that I'm running against. It has literally killed the bill, the border security bill, this summer, H.R. 29, and he's down there with Elon Musk pretending that he's going to do something about this border. He's the one responsible for killing the bill.
That's right.
And for voting for red flag laws and against your right and my right to bear arms. And then just this weekend, I have to mention this because this is where we're at, where we're fighting our own party, and why I have to primary this guy, because he just voted in favor of keeping drag shows and Pride Month parade in our military.
Oh my gosh.
This was the day before Elon Musk. He voted there. And I'm telling the people, listen, you got to understand, And you got to vet the people. You really have to vet the people.
I was just going to say, Elon Musk better do his homework, because he does not stand with that stuff at all. I've seen him post on Twitter about it. He's not about the drag shows, and
But yet he's standing with the incumbent, and the incumbent, and so a couple of things are. I was very when Elon was there, they pushed us all out. All the media. I'm not a media, but even whoever was there couldn't get close because he was coming in. And right. Yet the illegals can. Everybody else can accept us that we're Americans. And it feels so frustrating, right? Being in our own land to do that. But anyway, I'm like, okay, at least Elon Musk is bringing the much attention to the world. He has a world platform. I get it. Okay. I'm okay with that. But you need to be briefed by real true experts that know exactly what's going on to give you a true briefing of how to bring solutions. Now, if Elon Musk was really interested in that, he does have the power and the platform to force, right, what we're talking about, these officials, and put some real incredible pressure on them other than just wearing a cowboy hat backwards on the border.
Yeah. Victor Avila, you are running for Congress. You are going to make one hell of a congressman, and I look forward to seeing you going up to Capitol Hill and smoking a lot of those people that are just there for the fundraising and for the cocktail parties, because it is about time we get some real men who care about this country that have stood the test of time. God knows you have paid the price in a big way. And I thank you for all of your service to our great country. And it will be great again because of men like you. Victor Avila for Congress, FOR Congress. Please support him with whatever you can do, whether it's just helping support him on social media, but any amount of money is greatly appreciated, because this takes a lot of money to get over the finish line for a U.S. seat. So God bless you, Victor.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody's support. Thank you for your support and for this. And yes, I have to ask for those donations, because it'll help me traveling to these 830 miles of border. It's huge. That's huge, right. District. So Victor Avila for Congress.com.
Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.